Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Live from the Play Show Yet Not Overly Ostentatious studios of the Infinity Sports Network here in beautiful New York City, sitting on top of the 10th floor of 345 Hudson Street. Welcome on in to what is a Friday edition of the Zach Gelb Show across all the great local Infinity Sports Network affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 375, and that always free Odyssey app. 888-710-4ISN is the number to jump on in. That's 888-710-4476. You could always get at me on Instagram, where I'm straight flexing, or via the good old cesspool of Twitter, at Zach Gelb. That's Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. Dan Dockage is going to join us coming up 20 minutes from now. If you're listening to us on the ticket in Indianapolis, obviously he is the man that hosts the show right before us. So we're going to be excited to chat it up with the first time on this show with Dan Dockage as we will recap that thriller last night in the NBA Finals. You know, as a talk show host, it's usually not good when you're running out of a way to describe something or if you're left speechless. But every time the Pacers do this, I'm stunned. And last night, it's almost, yes, you are stunned, but you shouldn't be. And when Tyrese Haliburton squared up to take that shot, did anyone think he was going to miss? The same Tyrese Haliburton that his peers in the NBA, and how many times do people tell you, oh, if you haven't played the game, you can't comment on it, you shouldn't talk about it. And the players that play the game to The Athletic 2 months ago voted Tyrese Haliburton as the most overrated player in the league. The most overrated player in the league has gone on to have moments that if you had one of those moments in your life, you'd be thrilled. He's had four of these game-winning moments or moments that led his team to victory. It's ridiculous. And we just lived through this, right? When I was at game one, Knicks and Pacers, and it was the same damn thing. Here's the new stat. 0-182. That's where teams were last night in the NBA Finals when trailing by 9-plus points in the final 3 minutes of an NBA Finals game since 1971. 0-182. Now it's 1-182. It's incredible. It is absolutely ridiculous what we saw last night. And I thought with about 5 minutes left, it's actually funny. Perloff randomly texted me last night. And Perloff we were talking about the NBA Finals. He had a comment about it, and he was telling me about a guest that they were going to have on this past morning. And we're sitting there, we're talking with 5 minutes to go. And what did the script look like with 5 minutes to go? Not that the Pacers were out of it. Not that the Pacers were dead. Not that the Pacers were donezo. But the Thunder were in control of that game. But when they had opportunities to deliver that knockout punch, they didn't deliver the knockout punch. And even if you look like you're delivering a knockout punch, hey, I would have thought 14 points with 2:45 to go in game one of the Eastern Conference Finals would have been a knockout punch, but it wasn't. But if you give that team just a little bit of hope, if you give the Pacers just a little bit of wiggle room, they will find a way to punch you in the mouth and then knock you out. And you have a building that in Oklahoma City last night, it was rocking. It was like the mixture of a great college crowd and a great NBA crowd. You had the whiteout. It was a party. I just lived this at the Garden. same thing, was a party. And then in a snap of a finger, it goes from 99% of the game being a party to then the final 1% a morgue. That building went from 100 to zero real quick. And it went from party, 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 party to in a snap of a finger, a Tyrese Halliburton shot, disaster, silence. And it's just something where you sit there and you go, what the bleep happened? They did this again? Whether it was an 8-0 run in the final 35 seconds of overtime to eliminate the Bucks in round one, whether it was being down by 7 with 48 seconds to go up against the Cavs in game two, and they took that 2-0 series lead and they came on back. 14 with 2:45 to play in game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. They were up 9, the Knicks, with 52 to play. Pacers came back. And last night, it was a 9-point lead. You know, 9-plus point lead in the final 3 minutes. And that was easy work. Easy work for the Indiana Pacers. And Halliburton, here's the crazy part. Because I mentioned Perloff texted me. When Perloff texted me, if you would have said, Zach, what are you thinking about this game of 5 minutes to go? This is why the Thunder are the best team in the league. This is why the Thunder are probably going to win the NBA championship. Oh, the Thunder are dominating. And in the final 5 minutes of the game, you saw the narratives go from Halliburton not aggressive. Halliburton needs to have more drive. Halliburton has to have a little bit more extra fire. And then in one shot, and he's a killer. He is an absolute killer, Halliburton. And in one shot, all the articles that were being typed up, all the tweets that were in the drafts, all the commentary and all the hot takes and all up. See, Halliburton has an apex. He can get you the finals, but he's going to do squat when he gets there. They evaporated into thin air. This is what the Pacers do. This is what Tyrese Halliburton does. And how anyone ever thought this guy was overrated, what were you seeing? Now, did I think he was going to go on to have these four mega moments? Did I? Was I telling you that this run was definitely going to happen? No. But the fact that anyone said he was overrated after what he did last year made no sense to me. It wasn't adding up. And that was just a month and a half, 2 months ago. So where are those players, right? Tons of times we hear players say, if you haven't played the game, you can't talk about it. I'm just wondering, can we put some of those players on a milk carton? Can we find them? Because they're missing. They're silent right now. Because as Tyrese Halliburton's cooking the entire league, he's also cooking his peers that said he was overrated. And they thrive off that. They do. And it's big shot after big shot after big shot after big shot. And what do great teams do? They find a way to win games even when they don't play their best. And last night is the perfect way to encapsulate that in just that statement in what the Indiana Pacers did. They only led for 0.3 seconds. They had 25 turnovers. 25 turnovers. Not in a regular season game, 37. In the NBA Finals, game one. 25 turnovers. And Halliburton ripped your heart out again. Bucks fans, Cavs fans, Knicks fans, they're saying, Thunder fans, come on over. Sit down. We'll get you some cookies. We'll get you a warm glass of milk. We know your pain. We'll pat you on the back. And if you can't give praise to Tyrese Halliburton, if you can't give praise to the Indiana Pacers after what they did last night, and you were doubting them in the first round, the second round, or the third round, you're just a hater. It's as simple as that. Because this team continuously just leaves us all speechless. And this is the thing. They get backed into a corner. They look like they're getting their ass kicked. They look like finally the rug is going to get pulled out from underneath them. And then when they need to, just as about that clock is about to strike at midnight, they find a way to just emerge out of that corner like a bull coming out of a pen, and they're just taking no prisoners. And they fight back, and they absolutely destroy you, and you don't even know what hit you. And that's Thunder fans last night. You were ready to walk out of that building up 1-0 in the NBA Finals. We're going to be up 2-0. You know, it's probably going to be a sweep. Maybe a gentleman's sweep. Right? We all have these takes. Stu yesterday, Thunder in 5. Nico yesterday, Thunder in 5. I picked the Thunder in 6. Now, the Thunder still may go on to win these NBA Finals. I'm not saying it's impossible. But what the Indiana Pacers did last night, it's just stupid good. And I don't care if you're a Cavs fan, a Bucks fan. I don't care if you're a Knicks fan. And your team got Halliburton. It don't matter. That dude's likable. That dude has my respect. That dude is like an alien right now. It's crazy. Like, a lot of times when people just go, oh, I can't believe what I'm seeing. And we use that a little bit too freely now. I literally can't believe what I'm seeing. And it's the same thing, the same damn script. It's almost like the NBA is writing this up. Hey, the Pacers are going to win. We're going to make it look like the other team's going to win in the most ridiculous way possible, and then the Pacers are going to come back every time. Larry David would say that this script is too believable. You know, like, it's one of those things, oh, come on, guys, you know what the plot is. You're just trying to get the Pacers look like they're heroes, they're the greatest team ever, and they're going to come on back and win. But they do it every time. Every damn time. And it went from, oh, it was just the Bucks, right? Dame got hurt. The Cavs were decimated with injuries. The Knicks, you know, whatever the excuses are now, they didn't like their coach. What were the excuses for the Oklahoma City Thunder? The Pacers turned over the ball 25 times. 2-5. The Pacers didn't have a lead until 0.3 seconds left. 0.3 seconds left! And the Thunder couldn't win that game. Like, if I would have said yesterday, if I would have got on the air with a bloviating take right out of the shoot yesterday at 3 p.m. Eastern, I said, hey, Indiana's going to have 25 turnovers in game one, and they're only going to have a lead for 0.3 seconds. You probably would have said, oh, they made the first shot of the game to go up 2-0 or 3-0, and then they just turned the basketball over all through the court, up and down, up and down, up and down, turnover, 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 like Oprah Winfrey during Christmas time. Instead of you get a gift, you get a gift, you get a gift. No, it's you get a turnover, you get a turnover, you get a turnover. That's what that was. If I would have told you that yesterday, you would have looked at me and you said, Zach, lay the points with the Thunder by a billion. And the Thunder lost last night. They lost. And I'm watching after the game, SVP with Tyrese Halliburton, two-tone Tyrese Halliburton, by the way. The voice is crazy. It is absolutely crazy of Tyrese Halliburton. He sounds one way, 5 seconds into an answer, and then it changes on a dime. Just like how the Pacers turn things around. It just stops right on a dime and then goes the other way. But he's talking to SVP after the game last night. He's like, yeah, I was jittery. Yeah. We were driving without any guidance. We were just chaotically driving. You do that in an NBA Finals game, the other team are professionals. The other team's won 80 games this year. You would think that team would win. You would. And what do? We all sit here and we say, hey, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's a superstar, right? No one would disagree with that. Like, if I asked the question, is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander a superstar? Everyone would say yes. If I asked that question, people would call me up at 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476, and they would say, Zach, why are you asking such a stupid question? Why are you being a lazy radio host? That's what people would ask me if I asked that about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. But with Tyrese Halliburton, I've done it. It's like, yeah, he's a great player, but is he a superstar? Dude's a superstar. Dude's the most clutch player in the league. When he makes shot after shot after shot after shot like this, took the Pacers to the conference finals a year ago, back in the conference finals this year, and now in the NBA finals. And they still got to get 3 more games. You know, this series isn't over. This isn't, oh, the Thunder can't come on back. But what happened last night? SGA late, missed the shot. Missed the shot. Tyrese Halliburton, that stunk for most of this game. I'm going to get crushed. People are calling me lackadaisical. People are saying I'm not aggressive. I got to shoot the ball more. You know what? Carlisle, don't call the timeout. Credit to Rick Carlisle, by the way. How many times do we sit here when a coach doesn't call a timeout? Oh, how did you not call the timeout? Nope, we're not calling timeout. Go. Tyrese, bam. Winner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. That's what that was. Night, night. Steph Curry, night, night. That's what that was. Steph hits a game winner. Up, superstar. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander hits a game winner. Up, superstar. Giannis Antetokounmpo slams a ball home for a game winner, superstar. Nikola Jokic does some old man crazy move, hook it up, throw it in, boom, superstar. Tyrese Haliburton, I don't know if he could do that. I don't know. Stop. What else does this guy need to do? I don't even care if the Pacers go on to lose the series in five, which I don't think they will. I don't care. This dude's done enough. He's a top 10 player. He's a star in this league. Superstar in this league. It is ridiculous, stupid good, what he does now night in and night out, or just round to round to round to round. Four times now we're seeing this. Oh my God. I was on my couch last night, didn't gamble on the game, didn't care who was going to win, and I thought, all right, the game will end, right? Not looking like the Thunder are going to lose this one. Up. Pacers win, up Haliburton again, and I'm left sitting there on my couch for 2 hours after the game, and I thought I was getting a nice night of sleep, just stunned and buzzing, because that's what sports does. Crazy. Crazy. And I'll say it again, stupid good. Stupid good what Tyrese Halliburton's doing. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Dan Dockich will tap in and get a little feel of what's going on in Indianapolis today. He does host the show right before us on The Ticket. You could also catch him on OutKick. He'll join us next to talk about the stupid good Indiana Pacers and their stupid good player in Tyrese Haliburton. Zach Gelb Show, Infinity Sports Network.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. What the Pacers did last night, once again, just stupid good. Crazy. That's what sports is all about. Dan Dockich does a great job. He's the host of Don't At Me on OutKick. And also, you can listen to us, listen to him each and every weekday right before us in Indianapolis on The Ticket, as he airs 3 hours prior to our show on one of our great affiliates, The Ticket, which we love. In Indianapolis, and he's kind enough to join us right now. Dan, appreciate the time. Thanks for doing this. How you been?
Oh, man, I've been great. I listen to you every night or every day when I leave the studio. I drive home listening to you. Thanks for having me out. It's an honor.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. What else is there left to say about Tyrese Haliburton and the Pacers? Because I said it in the open. I said it when we brought you in. It's just stupid good what they're doing right now.
You know, I want to always act like I'm a genius, right? I did a couple of Haliburton's games when I was at ESPN, and I never saw this coming. I'd like to say that I did, Zach. You know, we always want to talk about it when we're right, but I thought he was good. And then when the Pacers made the deal, I thought, yeah, they can't play with Sabonis and Turner anyway. Maybe this kid's going to be all right. Holy cow. I mean, Somebody made this point, and I'm a massive Magic Johnson fan. Like, I grew up in Northwest Indiana, Gary, Indiana. I'm not from Southern Indiana, where Larry Bird's the king and all that kind of stuff. I always thought Magic was a lot better than Bird. So having said that, I don't really compare a lot of people to Magic. I think Magic's better. But when I watch this kid, he's not built like Magic, but he has vision like Magic. He's not as flashy as Magic, but he does what is needed. You know, that whole idiotic thing that's going on about, is he a superstar? Well, you're not a superstar because somebody anoints you a superstar. You're a superstar by how you play, and particularly how you play in big moments and how you help your team win. You know, people make superstars out of James Harden or, you know, Paul George. They're not superstars. You guys have put up numbers, and their teams stink normally. But this kid, man, he's smart. He's fun. He's not afraid of the moment. And if you're going to ask me, give me the one guy in the NBA that you want with the ball late clock, late game, I don't know, man. He's pretty good. So, no, it's fun to watch. Really fun.
How do you describe how he got there? Because like you said, when you were doing games of his, when you were at ESPN, yeah, you never thought this was possible. To see what has really transformed the last 2 years and really in this last month and a half, what is it about him that gets him to this level where even in a game like last night where he wasn't playing great, I knew what the takes were going to be. They didn't come on back. Oh, he's not aggressive. Oh, he needs to shoot the ball more. And in one shot, all those narratives just go into thin air, and it's like, oh, my God, they did it again.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you asked that question because he was bad, and SVP had him on, and they were bad. Like, I was uber critical of him early in the year doing our show because he was bad. I mean, I'm not saying that he wasn't very good for him. I'm saying he was a bad basketball player for the NBA. Like, he was no – but say, man, you gotta get toughness. You gotta get somebody in there that making you understand you're losing a lot of money. You're losing a ton of cash. Frankly, he admits it. He didn't play defense early in the year. Horrible, Zach. Horrible. Was turning it over a little bit. No, he's not a lot. Just wasn't good. And all of a sudden, after the first of the year, if you watch what the Pacers have been, they've been as good a team as there is in the league. And you know what? I'm not surprised that they're doing this, but I am, and I'm not surprised that he's doing this, but I appreciate the fact that he is doing it after being bad. You know what I mean? And that just doesn't happen.
Yeah, I had a listener reach out to me last night, Dan Dockich, here with us. He goes by Louis the Fridge on Twitter. And he says, watching Halliburton, it's like watching Mahomes with his devil magic in football, subpar all game, and then at the end, in the biggest spots, he somehow just makes every single play. I never thought I would be comparing Tyrese Halliburton and Patrick Mahomes before the start of this postseason, but I can't disagree with the take.
What's the guy's name? Louis the Fridge?
Yeah, Louis the Fridge. Big tweeter to the show.
I got to tell you, I never thought I'd be agreeing with a dude named Louis the Fridge, but I am. Here we are, Louis the Fridge. Hey, God bless Louis. Hey, he's not wrong, man. And if Louis the Fridge says it, I'm buying it. From this point on, I'm going to follow Louis the Fridge because, you know, the truth of the matter is the dude's got a little voodoo to him. He, honest to God, when you watch him, and last night I was just talking to a friend of mine, Charlie, and he's like, yeah, last night I didn't think it was happening.
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't either. Like, I didn't go to bed or anything stupid like that because I know the Pacers come back, but it didn't feel like it. Then he does all this. I tell you something else. You know, in Indianapolis, we got this GM of the Colts who stinks. His name
he's
is
brutal.
Chris Ballard.
Yeah,
everybody
he's terrible.
Loves him. And, yeah, he's awful, but everybody loves him in the media. Everybody in the media loves him because he kisses everybody's ass, Zach. Well, and they always talk about him. They haven't been in the playoffs in 3 years. They've been here 9 years. They haven't won a division. Well, Kevin Pritchard and Chad Buchanan, general manager and president of Pacers, they don't get any play. Nobody even knows. They didn't give it a vote, not a single vote for executive of the year. And I'm sitting there going, wait a second. You know, they got Obi Toppin here. They got Neesmith here, cast-offs, Knicks and Boston. They make the trade. They give her Sabonis with massive numbers and go get a guy that was good. Okay, but nobody knew him in Sacramento. And, you know, they decide, okay, we're going to keep Miles Turner. We're going to figure that out. Then the best trade maybe in Pacers history, not named Halliburton, they get Pascal Siakam, and I'm sitting there going, well, hold on a second. Who's put a better a team together than this? You know, hey, look, they didn't do it with a big-time draft choice. You know, like the Celtics got Tatum third or whatever it was. Pritchard and Buchanan put this team together, and Zach, it is, as my wife said, who is not from Indy. She's from Toledo. In fact, we just got in the car while I'm talking. You go to a wedding in Toledo. She's like, I don't even care, and I love this team. And that's the kind of dudes they are, and that's the kind of organization the Pacers have.
Well, it's funny you bring it up that way, Dan Dockich, because I was talking with a buddy of mine in the studio today, and he's a big Knicks fan, and right, I like the Knicks as well. And I go, you can't hate this Halliburton. I know he just cooked our asses, but he's impossible to dislike. If you just take away that he beats your team, I don't know how you could dislike him. And also, I'm glad you brought up Siakam. We talk about, right, the dopey poll that said Halliburton was the most overrated player in the league.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there a more underrated player in the league than Siakam?
No.
Champion in seven straight years of 20-plus points. He's ridiculous.
No, and you know what? If you go to a game, he's like the most respectful dude. Like, he was going to go be a priest or, you know, I don't know, rabbi, whatever the hell he was going to become. He was going to the seminary, and you watch him, he's coaching guys, he's putting his arm around guys, and then he hits big shots. No. And, you know, I know, you know, that one dude, Sal Lascotto, whatever his name is, from New York,
man,
he went off. We made you. And I'm sitting there thinking, wait a second. Hey, hold on. Halliburton whooped your ass twice. Like, I don't know who made who, but I know Halliburton, you know, he whooped some ass in New York. But no, he is a great kid. I mean, I don't mean a good kid. I mean a great kid. Yeah, his dad did a stupid thing. Okay.
Sure.
I'm glad the Pacers in the NBA said, all right, Pennant's, you know, sentence over. Let's get serious. But Siakam's the same thing. And I'm always on Miles Turner's ass because he doesn't rebound. He had four last night on the offensive boards, which was a miracle. But he's like the greatest dude ever. And I don't know, man. It's just it's an organization that from Herb Simon, the owner, through Pritchard, then Buchanan and Carlisle, it just fit. It just, you know, you mentioned New York. All right. Well, New York just fires Thibodeau. Nobody likes the owner. There's a bunch of nonsense. You know what I mean? The Pacers are an uninteresting. If you like drama, you like nonsense, Pacers aren't your squad because they just do their job, and now they've, you know, kind of broken through and got to the finals.
And you know how this works, Dan. You know, being a former coach, it's like, all right, the decision you make, if the shot goes in, you get praised as a genius. If it doesn't, then you're the biggest idiot in the world. How many times I've sat here and done shows, how did this coach not call a timeout? Carlisle trusted his team last night, and Carlisle, I've always thought, has been a great coach, and we know what he did with the Mavericks, beating the big three with the Heat. But on a lot of these lists, like entering the year, you don't see him right at the tippy-tippy top. Now with Pop out of the league, you know, Steve Kerr and the Warriors really come and gone. Spoelstra and the Heat, we know they're not going to probably win anything again. What Carlisle does with this team, it's crazy, crazy.
Yeah, it's Hall of Fame stuff. It's, you know, you win this one and now you've taken the Pacers to their first ever. I'm going to go back. You didn't go to Syracuse, did you?
No, I didn't. I got waitlisted and then I went to Temple.
Okay, I was going to say, everybody in media went to Syracuse, like everybody when I was with Tirico and you know, Benetti. But I always say this about Syracuse, and I've told Jim Boeheim this. It's amazing. You know, 1987, this is a long time ago, Key Smart hits a falling out of bounds jump shot, and I got a national championship ring, right? Knight didn't call timeout because Knight didn't want to be blamed if it didn't happen. So Boeheim's a bum because he couldn't win the big one. And it was because his team missed a free throw and we hit a falling out of bounds jump shot. So to your point, it is amazing how it goes to jump shots. It goes to make or miss. Last night, for example, last 9 minutes, Pacers made 6 out of 9 threes in those 9 minutes. And in the fourth quarter, OKC made none. And I always say this, and people, again, make fun of me because I'm like, look, yeah, you got to play defense. Yeah, you got to rebound. Don't turn the ball over. Pacers turned it over 6 times in the second half, 19 in the first half, or 18, whatever it was, and they still won the game. Why? Because they made more shots. The world of basketball is such a make-or-miss deal, and I'm not talking. People say, well, of course you got to make more shots. You got to score more points. No, 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 no. It's about when you make them. Six threes in the last 9 minutes against zero threes in the entire fourth quarter, you're going to probably win the game. It's just the way the world works.
Before we let you run, let me squeeze in a point on the Colts. You know, I compare Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones when I was like 5 years old and my mom said, would you want asparagus or do you want Brussels sprouts? I wanted neither. Both stink. Like, this football season, it's over before it even started for the Colts. Right, Dan Dockich?
No. I'm going to tell you why it's not over. And you can rip me. Please do. I'm betting more money than I've ever bet on any bet ever on the Colts over 7.5 wins.
Over.
So rip me all you'd like. Over.
Wow.
They play in a lousy division. They open it up with Miami, who stinks. I've done the math on this. They've won 8 games with Gardner Minshew as quarterback. They won 9 games last year with Anthony Richardson and Joe Flacco. They're better. The only reason this season isn't over is because I'm betting my face off. Literally, we'll have no face if they lose. I'm going to have to get it tore off. But I'm betting the over 7.5. I'm taking all the people making fun of me. Of course, now that Richardson's hurt again, he's not ever not going to be hurt. But I'm taking over 7.5.
Wow.
I'm dying on that hill, big boy. I'm dying on that hill.
That's a take. All right, one last thing I'm going to let you run, because I know you probably used this before when you were coaching. Oh, well, you've never coached, so what do you know about the game? Or players said, oh, you never played, so how can you comment on it? I would love if one of these players that did that anonymous poll that voted Halliburton overrated, I would love to hear them speak and tell me what they were seeing about 2 months ago.
I would love to. You know, we were talking about that. I was talking to Frank Isola about that on my show the other day, and he's like, you know, people say what you just said, and when you vote for MVP, now everybody wants to put those votes and make them public. You got to put your name on it.
Yeah.
Right? These clowns don't put their name on it. You know, and I also said this, though, and I think you'd agree with this. If you look at that list, there's some pretty good names on that list. LeBron was on that list. Giannis was on that list. You know, so, hey.
Could be a little bit of a hate vote, if we're being honest.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, if they voted early in the year, maybe, because as I said, man,
yeah,
Halliburton was awful. He was terrible. But you know what? Screw all of them. He keeps making them. And I will say this, last thing, I'm apologize if I'm going too long, but I don't know how it is in other cities. But in our town, I've said this forever. It's cold, and I know we got the 500. I know we have great events, Indiana basketball, Purdue's been great. We get the Final Four, whatever. But I swear to God, there's nothing like the NBA playoffs in April, in May, when all of a sudden it's nice and the entire town comes alive. Man, you go downtown, you have beer, you sit outside, you get some nachos. It's just an absolute blast.
Well, you're wrong. You're wrong, by the way.
What's that? Why? Tell me.
Going to St. Elmo's, or I once went to the JW Marriott and had some good calamari in one of the restaurants in the lobby. Those are the two best things.
I got to tell you, I'm not going to lie to you. I like St. Elmo's. But it isn't the best spot. I know it gets the most publicity, but it ain't the best spot. It's just not. I'm telling you. You ever come here, I'll take you to a better spot. Promise you.
You got it. Well, Dan, hey, enjoy the wedding.
Right,
we appreciate it. Thanks so much, and we'll keep listening to you
anytime.
On the ticket. We appreciate you being on right before us. Thank you.
Anytime. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Then it's time to ask the pros. You, the listener, get to ask us a question brought to you by Riley Auto Parts. Simply tweet your question at INF Sports Center at Zach Gelb using the hashtag AskThePros. Be listening later in the show. We might answer your question. Think of Riley Auto Parts. For all your car care needs, get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts. So Dan Dockett just joined us. He was sensational. Appreciate him jumping on board with us. We brought up that tweet about Louis the Fridge. It's like watching the Mahomes devil magic in football, subpar all game, and in the end, they somehow make every single play. And you look at this run that Mahomes has been on, whether he was trailing the Bills with, 13 seconds to go. They were down in that AFC Championship game to Tennessee as well. You look at a Super Bowl where they were down by 10 to the Eagles, down by 10 to the 49ers, and there's these moments where people forget that Mahomes' first Super Bowl victory, he was getting outplayed by Jimmy freaking G. Jimmy Garoppolo outplayed him for 3 quarters. And then the fourth quarter, it was 7.5 to go, I think it was, if memory serves me right, with 10 minutes left. Boom. Mahomes turns into Superman. And that's kind of what Halliburton's doing right now. Now, I'm not saying Halliburton is Mahomes, right? Mahomes is the best player in the NFL. He's the best quarterback. Halliburton, even though he's a star, even though he's a top 10 player in the league, he is not the best player in the league. But to see what he's been able to do, it does kind of give you that feeling that it's a little Mahomes-esque. Now, I thought the one insufferable part of the NBA Finals last night, two things that really annoyed me. Before the game, we just had this, like, you know, tearful send-off for NBA on TNT, right? Shaquille O'Neal is talking all tough. We're not coming to F around. You know, basically making it seem it's NBA on TNT or inside the NBA against the world. Like, they are going to ESPN. They don't want to go to ESPN, and they're not going to rub elbows with everybody. Shaquille O'Neal and Stephen A. Smith, NBA TV, before the game, they're like rubbing elbows. Shaq invades the set last night on ESPN, and it's one big happy family. One big happy family now. So much for the tough guy act, by the way. Come on. But what are we doing right there? And also, I know that they changed this years ago, and I don't want to come off as if I'm bitching and complaining too much. All right, I would never bitch and complain. But you look at the logos last night in the court. You got logos for every sponsorship, everything. You can't put a little NBA Finals trophy. You can't put a little logo on the court so we know that it's the NBA Finals. Hey, you got every sponsorship out of the wazoo. They do more for the court for that just terrible, and I mean hellacious, and spineless Silver's dumb idea of that participation trophy mid-season stupid tournament, whatever that is. That in-season tournament, that stupid soccer-like idea that Samter and Stu slobber over and they tell me, oh, it's the greatest thing in the world because Adam Silver's trying to make the game like soccer. Ugh. Disgusting. I'm ill. Ill. I'm more ill thinking about that in-season tournament than how ill I was when I was walking out of game one of the Eastern Conference Finals after the Pacers cooked the Knicks. And did what they did to the Thunder last night, all up against the New York Knicks. I was ill by that in-season tournament. Stupid. Did the Lakers raise a banner for that stuff?
There may or may not be a banner in the Crypto.com arena.
I think they
arena.
Raised it. Did they take it down because they actually finally had some decency?
I don't know about that.
Think about it.
They did raise it.
You have all these great players that play for your organization with their numbers retired. You have all these actual championships. And then you have some dumb idea by this dumb commissioner. And you have that up in the banners too. Like, what doesn't belong? That banner actually, this is how you know I think it's dumb. That banner could be dumber than that finalist banner, AFC championship appearance banner that the Indianapolis Colts had. That's probably the dumbest banner. And then it's actually raising a banner for winning the in-season tournament. But anyway, can we just put the trophy in the middle of the court? You know, little logo, middle of the court. Last night, I'm tuning in. I know it's the NBA Finals. People will be like, oh, don't you know it's the NBA Finals? You're a casual. Yeah, I work in sports. You know, like some guy tweeted me, like, you're a casual. I've been to more NBA games this year than you've been to your entire life. All right, dummy on Twitter. But it's not that hard to just put the logo, like an NBA Finals logo or the trophy on the court. It looks cool. It makes it a bigger event. Now, hey, we got a great game. And also, that's the other thing. Oh, the NBA Finals, I'm not interested. Small markets. Small markets. Oh, Oklahoma City, Indianapolis. Nonsense. Give me games like that last night. I don't care if you play the game on Mars and you have the two smallest market teams in the history of the world. Give me games like that. But just put a little logo on the court. That's all I'm asking for. Yesterday, we found out that Aaron Rodgers is going to be signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think this is the first time where the fan energy that the Pittsburgh Steelers fan has now, not all of you, but there's a good amount of Pittsburgh Steelers fans that agree with the way that I say things about the Steelers, is that the Steelers have lost their way, is that the Steelers' standard has fallen. You look at the Steelers, this is an organization with a bevy of Hall of Fame players, tied for the most championships in the history of the league. And ever since 2016, the last time that they won a playoff game, they haven't won a playoff game. And the standard is just, all right, we're not going for a Super Bowl. It's not Super Bowl bust. It's not, oh, hey, we're the Pittsburgh Steelers. Here we go. Let's go win a Super Bowl, right? No. It's, all right, let's see if we can finally win a playoff game. So a lot of people have got tired of Mike Tomlin. And what do people sit here and say? And I've said it before in the past. I don't want to be a hypocrite. But I've said it. Oh, you're going to really fire Mike Tomlin? Like, he would get a job tomorrow. Everyone has an expiration date. Andy Reid once got fired in Philadelphia. I know he did not win a Super Bowl in Philadelphia. Bill Belichick got fired in New England. You could fire a great coach. And everyone has an expiration date. Michael Malone just got fired in the NBA. Got fired in the NBA 3 games before the start of the postseason. He won a championship. Mike Tomlin hasn't won a playoff game since 2016. You wonder what I was doing in 2016? I was just graduating in college, for crying out loud. I was just starting my career. Mike Tomlin has not won a playoff game since I was in college. Last time, right when I was getting out of college. Think about that. Crazy. Crazy. So now you bring in Aaron Rodgers. I think this is on Mike Tomlin. Don't tell me it's on the Rooney family. Don't tell me it's on Omar Khan. If Mike Tomlin didn't want Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers wouldn't be there. And now you're handing over this year to Aaron Rodgers. Mike Tomlin, you got to make the playoffs. You got to win a playoff game. I said this yesterday. I'll say it again. I saw a few websites wrote about it yesterday. Anything short of them winning a playoff game this year in Pittsburgh, I'm not saying it's going to happen. Right? I did the win-loss yesterday. I had them at 9-8. They can miss the playoffs. Just as easily as they can make the playoffs, they can also miss the playoffs. They're right on the fence there of being a playoff team. But if they don't make the playoffs and win a playoff game, it is a colossal waste of time. You're doing the song and dance. You're jumping through hula hoops. You're handing over the organization to Aaron Rodgers, who hasn't been great in 3 years. Has not been great in 3 years. So you're going to make this risk. And even though I don't love Ryan Clark, and he annoys me, but I do agree with what he was saying on ESPN yesterday. Like, this is the worst thing for the Steelers. Because they'll be like 8, 9, 10 wins probably with Aaron Rodgers, right in that range, somewhere in there. So you're not going to be bad enough to then go get a quarterback in the top five of the draft, but you're not good enough to go win. So I really do believe that if this is a disaster, or if this is just an underwhelming year, that this could be what pushes potentially the Rooney family to finally make a change, right? I know three coaches, Bill Cowher, and Mike Tomlin, but you keep on telling your fans, no, you guys are just wrong. You guys don't get it. Yes, Mike Tomlin, if he got fired, he would get a job tomorrow. I understand that. Someone else would bring him in, but you're not coaching a team that doesn't have expectations. You're not coaching a team that doesn't have history. Like, if Mike Tomlin, I know Dan Campbell's turned around the Lions, but if Mike Tomlin was available before Dan Campbell and he went to Detroit and just got them consistently in the playoffs, it would be a god. It would be a god. But when you're in Pittsburgh, the goal is to win in the postseason. And Mike Tomlin hasn't won in the postseason since 2016. So you're going to go bring in Aaron Rodgers. You're not just going to I'd rather honestly let Mason Rudolph get on the field, muck it up, go get a top five draft pick, and you could finally try to actually replace Big Ben. But now you're going with Aaron Rodgers. You fail this year? I think those voices and those calls to get rid of Mike Tomlin to get louder and louder and louder, and eventually ownership just can't ignore it when a good amount of the fans feel that way right now because the Steelers standard has completely changed. We're going back to Tyrese Haliburton next right here on the Zach Gelb Show.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.